Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a powerful prophecy from the book of Joel that speaks of an extraordinary outpouring of God's Spirit. The Bible verses for today are found in Joel chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. It shall come to pass, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Even upon your male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my Spirit. I will set signs in the heavens and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will darken, the moon turn blood red, before the day of the Lord arrives, that great and terrible day. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will escape harm. For on Mount Zion there will be a remnant, as the Lord has said, and in Jerusalem survivors whom the Lord will summon. That's Joel chapter 3, verses 1 to 5.
Let's dive into Joel's remarkable prophecy. He speaks of a time when God will pour out his Spirit on all people. And I mean all people. This isn't limited to a select few. It's for everyone, regardless of age, gender, or social status. Joel tells us that sons and daughters will prophesy. Can you imagine that? Young people filled with divine insight, sharing God's messages. But it doesn't stop there. The elderly will have dreams, visions will come to the young men, and even servants, both male and female, will receive this outpouring. This is an incredibly inclusive message. It breaks down barriers and shows us that God's gifts are for everyone. No one is left out of this divine blessing. Dreams, visions, prophecies, these aren't reserved for the elite or the specially chosen. They're available to all who are open to receiving them. Joel's prophecy doesn't just stop at the outpouring of the Spirit. He goes on to describe some truly awe-inspiring signs that will accompany this event. We're talking about dramatic celestial and earthly phenomena that will shake the very foundations of our world. Imagine looking up at the sky and seeing the sun turn dark and the moon blood red. On earth, Joel speaks of blood fire and columns of smoke. These aren't just random occurrences. They're powerful symbols of the magnitude of what's happening. These signs are intrinsically linked to what Joel calls the day of the Lord, a time of great significance in God's plan. It's described as both great and terrible, suggesting a time of profound change and spiritual awakening. These signs serve as a wake-up call, a cosmic alarm clock, if you will, alerting us to the profound spiritual shift taking place. They remind us of the awesome power of God and the importance of being spiritually prepared. Now let's dig deeper into why Joel's prophecy is so significant. This wasn't just a message for his time. It had far-reaching implications that extend even to us. Today, Joel's words were revolutionary. He was the first to speak of God's Spirit being poured out on all people, regardless of their background. This wasn't just for the elite or the chosen few. It was for everyone, sons and daughters, young and old, servants and free. All were included in this promise. This message of inclusivity is powerful. It speaks to the heart of who God is and his desire to connect with all of humanity. It breaks down barriers and unites people under one spiritual outpouring. But the significance doesn't stop there. Fast forward to the New Testament, and we see this prophecy dramatically fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. The book of Acts describes how the Holy Spirit descended upon the believers gathered in Jerusalem, just as Joel had foretold centuries earlier. Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, even quoted Joel's prophecy to explain what was happening. He said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." It was a pivotal moment in Christian history, marking the birth of the church and the beginning of a new era of God's interaction with his people. This fulfillment not only validated Joel's words, but also demonstrated God's faithfulness to his promises. It showed that God's plan spans across time, connecting the old with the new and bringing his word to pass in powerful ways. Now let's consider how this incredible prophecy from Joel applies to our lives today. It's not just a historical event or a future promise. It's an invitation for each of us to experience a deeper connection with God right now. Think about it. Joel speaks of God pouring out his spirit on all people. This means you, me, and everyone around us. It's a reminder that God's presence isn't limited to a select few or reserved for special occasions. He wants to be intimately involved in our daily lives. So how can we embrace this invitation? It starts with openness and willingness. We need to create space in our hearts and minds for God's Spirit to work. This might mean setting aside quiet time for prayer and reflection, or actively seeking God's guidance in our decisions. When we invite God's Spirit into our lives, we open ourselves up to transformation. Just as Joel spoke of dreams, visions, and prophecies, we too can experience spiritual gifts and insights. These might manifest in different ways for each of us, perhaps through a renewed sense of purpose, a deeper understanding of Scripture, or an increased capacity to love and serve others. Remember, the outpouring of God's Spirit isn't just about personal benefit. It's about equipping us to make a difference in the world. As we're filled with God's Spirit, we become vessels of His love and truth to those around us. So today I encourage you to reflect on this prophecy and ask yourself, am I truly open to the transformative power of God's Spirit in my life? How can I cultivate a deeper connection with God? What might change if I fully embrace this spiritual outpouring? Let's not miss out on this incredible gift. God's Spirit is available to all who seek Him. Let's respond to His invitation and experience the life-changing power of His presence.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise of your Spirit poured out on all people. Just as you spoke through the prophet Joel, we ask that you pour out your Spirit upon us today, opening our hearts and minds to receive your divine wisdom, dreams, and visions. Lord, help us to be willing vessels of your love, ready to share your truth and serve others with the gifts you've given us. May we be open to your transformation, and may your Spirit guide our steps, giving us courage and strength to make a difference in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us on Rise and Walk podcast. Until next time, may you experience the fullness of God's Spirit in your life. Goodbye, friends.